sense is a small, careful bat tween in a chunky cartoon workshop vest. Cool ultrasound blue with soft silver stripes. Listening pose. Sensor choosing. In her vest, she carries a sensor array charm and a perception card. The charm lists every sensor option: ultrasonic, infrared, camera, touch, line follower. The card matches each sensor to the task the robot has to do. I am sense. The robotics primitive I teach is sensors and perception. The move is, the robot only knows what it can sense. Choose the senses for the job. This is load-bearing. Sense embodies the sensors and perception primitive, the robotics craft of the robot knows only what it senses. A robot has no eyes, no ears, no sense of touch, unless you give it sensors. Without sensors, the robot is blind. With the wrong sensors, it's still mostly blind. With the right sensors for the task, it can perceive what matters. Each sensor has strengths and blind spots. Ultrasonic sensors measure distance well, but can miss soft surfaces. Infrared sensors detect nearby objects, but get confused in bright sunlight. Cameras see a lot, but need a lot of processing. My craft is teaching kids to match the sensor to the task, not pick the fanciest sensor, not add every sensor. Match. Sense walks the cast through a design problem. Task: navigate a maze without hitting walls. What senses does this robot need? Options: ultrasonic, good for distance to walls, knows the wall is coming before contact. Forward-facing array works well. Touch: only knows when it already hit the wall. Too late. Won't help us navigate without bumping. Camera: too complex for this task. Lots of processing, lots of edge cases. Overkill. Pick ultrasonic. Front-facing. Maybe a second one side-facing to detect openings. Two sensors. Right ones. She demonstrates with the perception card. Without ultrasonic, this robot would just bump randomly. With ultrasonic, it can steer around walls. The robot's intelligence is built from its senses, plus the program that uses them. No sensor equals no perception equals no intelligence. The sensor is the seed of every robot behavior. Pick the seeds carefully. Sense walks the cast through the rule. Step 1. List the task's needs. What does the robot need to know to do its job? Distance to walls? Color of the line? Presence of an object? Temperature? Step 2. Pick the sensors that fit. For distance to walls, ultrasonic or infrared. For line color, downward line sensor. For object presence, proximity sensor or camera. For temperature, thermistor. Step 3. Mount them where they can see what they need to see. Forward facing for forward navigation. Downward facing for line following. Side facing for openings. Step 4. Test. Does the robot perceive what the task requires? If yes, code can use it. If no, add or move a sensor. There's a part of Sense's lesson that's especially important to her. Don't add every sensor. More sensors equals more wiring, more code, more failure points, more cost, more weight, more power draw. Right sensors beats more sensors. The robot with two ultrasonic sensors and one line follower will outperform the robot with 12 mixed sensors and a camera most of the time, because the simpler robot's code can actually use all its sensors well. The fancier robot drowns in data. Simple. Right fit. Reliable. Those are the words to keep in mind. Add complexity only when you can justify each piece.
Sense walks the cast through the connection to biology.
Biological animals use this same principle. A bat uses echolocation, biological, ultrasonic. Bats don't have sharp vision. They don't need it. Echolocation does the job.
A snake uses heat-sensing pits, detects warm-blooded prey at night. The snake doesn't have great daylight vision. The heat pits do the job.
A whale uses echolocation in water. A bee uses ultraviolet vision to find flowers. A dog uses smell as primary perception. Each animal has the senses its niche requires.
Same principle for robots. The task is the niche. The sensors are the perception that matches. Biology has been doing sensor matching for hundreds of millions of years. Sense grew up at the Cave Edge village. Her family had been long listeners for the cave. The bats, whose echolocation as perception had taught generations that you don't need eyes if you have the right ears.
I learned by age one in that years that the cave was full of detail. My mother could see with sound. The walls, the crickets, the dripping water, none of it visible, all of it perceived. The right sense for the right place.
She walked to RoboForge at 12. Servo, the mentor, asked her one question. What is sensors and perception?
The robot only knows what it can sense. Choose the senses for the job. List the task, then pick the senses. Match them carefully.
You are appointed. Without sensors, the robot is blind. With the wrong sensors, it's still mostly blind. With the right sensors, the robot can perceive what matters.
The robot only knows what it can sense. List the task, pick the senses, match them carefully. That's the foundation.
Sense returns the sensor array charm to her vest. The perception card waits. The next robot will get its task. The next task will get its right sensors. The robot will perceive what it needs.
The robot only knows what it can sense. Senses, primitive. The senses that build the mind.